Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking about the New World Order in this hour. We're talking about the European Union, its strategy of stealth integration of the North American continent, this new trade deal that Bush just got signed with Peru, a big victory for the globalists in a string of defeats. Dr. Corsi is one of the leading scholars on our side against the North American Union, and I wanted to get him on. At the bottom of the hour, we'll open the phones up on the North American Union. In fact, here's the number now, 1-800-259-9231, if you want to get lined up. But specifically, I'm asking to talk about these issues. It's a wide area of discussion. I wanted to get Dr. Corsi on today to give us an update on Ramos and Campion as well, the valiant Border Patrol agents being framed and set up. But before we do that, I want to get into the North American Union and CNN saying Ron Paul's a liar, that the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist when there's the official Trans-Texas Corridor state website with the feds. They say it's part of the Napa Superhighway. I have the federal government saying it. I have the Canadian government here in front of me. It says NAFTA trade corridors, NAFTA superhighways. And I know I keep responding to this because folks, we got to get out and warn the public that this is a massive hoax. And if we use this hoax they perpetrated as a way to discredit them as an opportunity, we can save this country. If we let them engage in this hoax and win, they're going to be able to go ahead and finish this thing up. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on.
Alex, great pleasure to be with you. And I'm just writing a piece right now for WorldNet Daily tomorrow. You know, this Newsweek and the current issue, this Gretchen Kovach did a hit piece on Ron Paul and on WorldNet Daily and me on this. You know, Ron Paul at the debate, the CNN debate, responded to the question about the North American Union by affirming that the globalists were planning to create a North American Union, and he referred to the NAFTA superhighway and used evidence, you know, Governor Perry vetoing the Trans-Texas Corridor, the legislation that was going to block the Trans-Texas Corridor. Governor Perry must have vetoed six bills that the Texas legislature almost unanimously passed. And he vetoed those bills just before the legislature went out of session or when it was out of session.
Yeah, he vetoed imaginary bills.
Yeah, right, exactly. And these bills were going to put a two-year moratorium in the Trans-Texas Corridor. They were going to revise eminent domain in Texas to make it prohibitively expensive to buy the, you know, to get the land for this highway.
But, I mean, here's the big question. We're going to walk through all this evidence after the break. Why, just a year ago, they were saying NAFTA superhighway's good, SPP's good. Now they're just saying none of it exists. I mean, why do you think they've shifted?
Well, I think it's been an orchestrated effort. I can see it from the White House. I mean, this traces back to when George Bush at Montebello at the SPP meeting, he was asked that question by the Fox News reporter, whether the Security and Prosperity Partnership was going to lead to a North American Union and NAFTA superhighways. And Bush did not answer the question. He didn't say, here's the reason it could never happen. He just poo-pooed it and said, well, it's a conspiracy theory. And, you know, the problem is, Alex, we've known since the days of ancient Greek rhetoric that ridicule is the last refuge of a scoundrel in a debate. When President Bush could not answer the question by logic or evidence or argumentation, he called us all a name. That's, you know, an attempt to have people not listen to what we're saying, but it doesn't answer the question. Ridicule is a low form of argumentation.
We have thousands of government websites, Mexico, Canada, U.S. saying it, billboards everywhere pushing the Trans-Texas Corridor, Perry saying it. Now they're saying that doesn't exist? What does CNN and Fox and MSNBC think Texans are going to do when they see the billboards everywhere and they're announcing it, and Perry's having press conferences and CNN says it doesn't exist?
Well, and I've got 30 pages in the late, great USA, and as you know, they document the websites in which all this is happening.
Government websites. We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi to go over the evidence for those that may not know specifically what it is. I don't have time to play the Parliament in Canada and legislatures and Vicente Fox and Pastor admitting it all. It's all documented in Endgame and in Late Great USA. But we're going to walk through some of the other evidence.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now, I'm not trying to beat it. Horse to death here, but this is the big issue. You find out that in 57 with the Treaty of Rome, they set up the European Union. They just had the 50th anniversary this year. Everybody thought it started in 2000, but they had the 50th anniversary this year. And we've now gotten the founding documents and internal debates of the European Union, and it was a strategy of stealth. It was a secretive implementation. And then the CFR writes books and puts out policy reports, and the editors of Time magazine write articles about it, and they say it's all great and good, and literally thousands of quotes stating it and saying it and merging the bureaucracies. And then they use this military tactic of cloaking, of just flat-out lying. And Dr. Corsi, do you agree we need to press this issue and maybe challenge these Boston Globe writers to debates? I think I should have tried to get that guy on with you. To force the issue out into the open, because this is actually an opportunity for those of us that know how to go to the official government websites and know how to look at billboards and know how to and here's another point before I forget. I mean, I want you to comment on that. Is this an opportunity right now? And then secondarily, earlier this year, you wrote about businesses in the Southwest and Texas who have employees getting state Labor Department forms demanding that they sign up with the North American New ID. Well, guess what? I've got 8 employees here in Austin, and I got that last week, sir, demanding I fill out all these questions for this new organization, no longer reporting through the state to the federal Department of Labor, but now to this new international body.
Yes, we got now North American job classifications, and it's been reorganized. I've been writing about it. To answer your first question, Alex, I'm going after Newsweek in an article that I hope to be published on Thursday or Friday, tomorrow or Friday, in WorldNet Daily. I mean, I've just got off the phone. You know, Newsweek wrote this piece, again, ridiculing Ron Paul in the debate and ridiculing me for proposing this NAFTA superhighway in the North American Union. I just got off the phone with State State Senator Randy Brogdon in Oklahoma. And he just said, you know, Senate Joint Resolution 22 was submitted to the Oklahoma legislature in 1995, and it called for the creation of a NAFTA superhighway by name. Now, I'm going to get a hold of that that Senate Joint Resolution 22 this afternoon, and I'll be able to post that and link to it on the site. But, I mean, there's plenty of evidence. Randy Brogdon's been fighting for 2 years in the state legislature to block laws that have been introduced to extend the Trans-Texas Corridor north. I mean, that's evidence right there. There's dozens of government websites. I'll give you another couple of quotes here. I mean, Amanda Teagarden, who is head of Oklahoma OK Safe. I spoke to the OK Safe group. It's a nonprofit group set up in Oklahoma, also dedicated to block the Trans-Texas Corridor coming north. A couple of months ago, I spoke to 300 people in Tulsa on a Saturday that OK Safe had organized. And, you know, Amanda Teagarden's writing me up saying, why is Newsweek resorting to name-calling? This author says it's paranoia, but she doesn't have a degree in psychology. How can she make that diagnosis? And the whole, this is an organized campaign, Alex. President Bush starts it. He says down in, you know, up at the meeting in Montebello, Quebec, it's asked by a Fox News reporter, a third summit meeting of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, if SPP is going to lead to a North American Union or NAFTA superhighways. And President Bush says that's just a conspiracy theory. So now then we get a bunch of articles. I think that word went out from the White House to attack this by ridiculing it. And, you know, Michael Medved has been launching this crusade on the radio with tirades.
But here's the problem. We'll talk about that in a moment, Dr. Corsi. I mean, I literally get 10, 15 emails a day from different government, state websites, official announcements. These are pro-NAFTA superhighway. But, I mean, here's one today. Alberta government.
Yes, I saw that.
And it's infotrans.gov.
Yes, I'm
.ab.ca. And it calls it the NAFTA superhighway. And it shows I-35, the Camino Real Road,
yes,
the Canamex. These are all the same official maps. They say it's already being built. But then we go to their website and go, look, the government says, and they go, you're crazy, that doesn't exist.
Well, you know, take a look at this Newsweek article, because if you go through it, there were comments posted in Newsweek. There were 65 comments posted, and every one of these comments was critical in the Newsweek article. People say, this is why I canceled my subscription to Newsweek 10 years ago. They say this reporter didn't do her homework and didn't do her research. They're linking, the people commenting and responding to this Newsweek article on the Newsweek website, they're linking to the Council on Foreign Relations report on building a North American Union. They're linking to the Trans-Texas Corridor website. They're linking to when Vincente Fox was with Larry King promoting his book, and he said on the Larry King Live show, he admitted that there was a plan to create a regional currency out of NAFTA.
Well, that's the issue here, is that mainstream newspapers, mainstream magazines, TV, their ratings are all imploding. They're now saying that Ron Paul and others, I mean, they've named you. I've got a bunch of these newscasts where they say, quote, he is a figment of his imagination, he's mentally ill. And Ron Paul drives around on Texas roads where the signs are everywhere put up by the state. I mean, this is such a bold hoax, Dr. Corsi.
And I think, what I think, Alex, is it's a coordinated attack. I think it comes out of the White House to find reporters, Newsweek. We've had a hit piece in Nation magazine and other reporters saying the NAFTA highway didn't exist. We've had that piece in Boston Globe. I think the White House is doing everything it can to recruit people on this theme, to write about that this is a hoax, that NAFTA Superhighway doesn't exist. And it's in large part because we're being as successful as we are at getting people to look at the evidence. I mean, I've got 30 pages in the late, great USA with government footnotes in there. And I did it on the theme, Alex, that it's like the country western song. You know, it's the woman finds the husband in bed with another woman, and before the lying starts, the husband says, "Dear, this is not what you think it is." You know, we're going to get the explanation. He's just giving dictation. It's a little bit cold in the room. The wife's got a choice. She can believe what her husband's going to tell her or her own lying eyes. And, you know, I'm confident that when the American public take the time to look at the government websites, the denials that are coming out from the government are going to look, you know, like lies and just an effort to hide the truth, which is what it is.
Well, Dr. Cordesi, what, 4 or 5 months ago, they said you can't see the Senate amnesty bill. It's secret, but just trust us. This bill would normally be public, but we're making it secret for the first time in U.S. history. And then when Senator Sessions leaked it, it was worse. And Pat Buchanan just agreed in the last hour, didn't agree, brought it up himself, that it was literally a pardon for criminals, both employers and aggravated felony legal aliens. And so they got caught lying on that. And so just more and more, this seems like total desperation.
How about the Trans-Texas Corridor? The Texas Department of Transportation refused for the longest time to publish, you know, the agreement they'd made with Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, the investment consortium in Spain that's going to put this highway in place. And finally, a lawsuit forced the Texas Department of Transportation to publish the agreement. And when it was published, it was shocking. The non-compete agreements, the concessions that Cintra was going to get revenue promised by this highway.
It's just a handover for campaign contributions of the infrastructure.
And the campaign doesn't trace the campaign contributions. Perry has gotten strong campaign contributions, not just from Cintra and Zachary, the construction firm that's going to build the highway, but from Bracewell and Giuliani. Go check how many contributions Bracewell and Giuliani have made to Governor Perry. And that's the law firm of Rudy Giuliani that is the sole legal executive representative of Cintra in the United States. But if you ask Rudy Giuliani about NAFTA superhighways, he's going to deny it, too. They don't, any of them, want anybody looking into the
money
trail.
But I go back to this. How can CNN and several other cable networks say that the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist?
Well, it's ridiculous because CNN's also got Lou Dobbs on it. And Lou Dobbs has been strongly on this theme, you know, supporting the idea that North American Union and the NAFTA superhighways are realities.
Did you see the report where they had like six talking heads on there, all in little squares like the Brady Bunch, and they were all laughing and saying these people are nuts?
Well, they had a similar thing. Britt Hume had a similar thing with, you know, Charles Krautheimer and the others in this roundtable on, you know, the Late Show and on Fox. And Krautheimer sitting there saying, "Oh, none of this is true," and then admitting he went to a Bilderberger conference. You know, I mean, sure, it's done. You know, it's nothing going on there. But why did he go to the Bilderberger conference? And you know, how does anybody know that that was nothing going on when those records are also kept secret and not allowed to be published?
Well, Dr. Corse, you remember 10 years ago when they would say in the news that the Bilderberg didn't exist?
Right. It all didn't exist, and now we've got the list of attendees. We've gotten some of the meeting agendas. You know, got another book fully documenting it. This book that Estulin just wrote, I thought it was an excellent book documenting the attendance of the Burger Builder groups and their agendas. Alex, I just wrote an article about the North American Forum meeting that went on in Cancun.
Hey, oh, exactly. And they've had joint sessions of Congress down there. Let's talk about that when we get back. But for now, listeners, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is, and we've got it in stock right now, is my new film is basically Estulin's book in video format. The first half is, and then it gets into the eugenics and the rest of the agenda in the second half. Get the new video with Dr. Corsi's book that we have in stock. We have it in stock. It has been continually selling out in stores. We have the late, great USA for the friends, the family, the neighbors that are in denial. You cannot beat a double whammy of the late, great USA comboed with Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I mean, in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, we have Barroso, Merkel, and Bush on the White House lawn saying they're not just creating a North American Union, they're already integrating it with the European Union, which is exactly what the CFR, Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller, and others have written about. As they create the three main unions, they're busy merging those with cross agreements, transatlantic, transpacific, at the same time. Dr. Corsi's our guest. Lake.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13, 17. In Revelations 14, 9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Don't forget that they formed the European Union by stealth, and I guess they'll deny it exists next. And then they keep trying to get England to join. They try to package it under different laws, different treaties, and the people keep saying no. And the documents have come out that they have a stealth approach there. It's called deception. And they're doing it here. And it doesn't matter if they've had joint sessions of Congress in Mexico. It doesn't matter. They've had these big meetings. You watch these on C-SPAN. They come right out and say it's all happening. Dr. Corsi, break it down.
Right. I mean, there's a great book, Christopher Booker and Richard North, called The Great Deception. It's an exhaustive treatment of how the European Union was formed, and it documents the stealth plan. Now, you have Jean Monnet, who knew he wanted to, he's a Frenchman, he didn't want Germany to rise up with another army. Thought he needed to end the sovereignty of Germany, but he couldn't announce that, so he started with the coal and steel agreement in 1957, figuring if Europe controlled the coal and steel, Germany could not have another army, and believing that the economic agreements would lead to the regional necessity for political, legal, and judicial structures that would solve the international trade disputes, the European common market would necessitate happening. And all through this, the strategy in Europe was to deny that anything was being planned more than a common market. And that's the same strategy that is being taken right now by the Bush administration and those who have this North American integration effort. I mean, you know, just this past week I wrote about the North American Forum, George Shultz having another meeting, Robert Pastor attending it from American University, down in Cancun, a closed-door session. And again, we got the agenda of the meeting. And the meeting is all about North American integration. You know, where do we go from here? What are the economic consequences of North American integration? It was an active agenda, again attended by the same people who attended the Banff meeting. We published there the agenda. We published the attendee list of the Banff meeting, which was for integration of North America. The websites abound. I mean, go to spp.gov. I've published in page 81 of the book the organizational chart of the SPP working groups, reporting up to three cabinet secretaries in each government and into the White House through the National Security Council and the Homeland Security Council to the president. But I got that chart, the organizational chart, from a Freedom of Information Act request. The federal government doesn't publish it anywhere. And, you know, if I can get the chart through a Freedom of Information Act request, but it's not published, that, to me, is the documentation of a shadow government trilateral bureaucracy already in place. Why is the government ashamed to publish the organizational chart of the SPP working groups that it uses internally? I mean, it's disgraceful. And then to deny... If you go to spp.gov, you get the denials. This versus facts says that all this is a dialogue between three countries. I've got 2,000 pages in my file drawer of emails, memos, and meetings that spp.gov has held. I got them through a Freedom of Information Act request. And, you know, the deniers want you to believe that if you click that spp.gov website the right way, it's going to start playing you Bobby McFerrin music, you know. Don't worry, be happy.
And well, that's what they're doing. And if you go to the SPP site, they'll have a debunking myth section that lies, but then right there on their own site is all the facts.
Right, read that. Go to read the 2005 and 2006 report to the leaders. Look for the discussion of the trusted traders and trusted travelers. You'll see their preparation to start issuing what will amount to a North American passport. North American Union passport is right there.
Have you heard the state of Manitoba's state of the state address where the head where the head of the legislature just says we're merging, it's wonderful, and he just says it all.
Yeah, it's been on the internet. It's on. I've watched it two or three times now. Also, I mean, go to SPP.gov and this trusted trader, trusted traveler. I have an article today in World Net Daily about the Mexican trucks again. They're coming across on SPP-created fast lanes with SPP-issued electronic identification as trusted traders of North America in this Department of Transportation, you know, Mexican truck demonstration project. We've now got about 10 Mexican trucking companies sending their rigs north on all this SPP-approved fast lanes. And I documented today the Owner-Operators Trucking Association, ONIDA, is filing a suit to block this, and they document hundreds of safety violations of these Mexican trucks, but they're still coming across the border every day.
Because they're under international rules, not domestic, But then those trucks don't exist either. But really, the tactic the establishment is using is denying all this, so we spend our time proving it exists instead of just removing it. Let's talk about ways to dismantle this, Dr. Corsi.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Folks, we have a sponsor, Arthlon. The website's 321relief.com. And, you know, before we take any of these medical-type sponsors or supplement sponsors, we go and investigate it. We turn down about 9 out of 10. This is just a compilation of a whole bunch of well-known anti-inflammatory, naturally occurring plants. And I suggest you just go to 321relief.com look into this, 321relief.com. And it's just got, it's a cocktail of everything from frankincense to the muckle bush, to cypress, to zanzibar, you name it. And each one of these is well known to be very, very effective against arthritis. So 321relief.com, 321relief.com, or 877-327-7233. 321-relief.com, or there is a banner up on prisonplanet.com. Also, Christmas is almost here, and let me tell you what you need to give your loved ones. You need to give them a copy of the late, great USA of their readers, as they say. The book is full of documents, their own statements, their own quotes, their own government plans, their own maps, proving the destruction of our sovereignty and the setting up of North American Union. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement mirrors the info and then gets into their larger global plans and what their endgame is. And it gets into just how sick and controlling and micromanaging these people are. Go to InfoWars.com. Big discounts on the book and the DVD separately or when you get them together. Or call toll-free and tell them you want the late, great USA endgame combo. Or if you have one or the other, just get them singularly. That's all, again, by calling 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me. And if you want it in time for Christmas, go ahead and get your letters in the mail by the end of this week. So that we get it in by the 16th, because that's the last day where we can guarantee that via UPS shipping you'll have it days before Christmas. So, again, now is the time to take action, ladies and gentlemen, and give the gift of truth this holiday season, this Christmas, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we also have the year-end special. We only do this at the end of the year. And it's 5 free months at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can always sign up for $5.95 at PrisonPlanet.tv for all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of my TV shows. Download them, burn them to disk, give them to people. Great way to get hardcore info to wake folks up. You can get a $5.95 trial membership or get a yearly membership just during this month of December. And you will be able to get 5.3 months free. It's almost half a year free is what it comes down to from the regular price when you get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Dr. Corsi and then to the loaded phones, Dr. Corsi, going into the break, I wanted to know your ideas for solutions. I mean, all day we sit here and try to prove it to the people. The people are starting to wake up to it. How do we put this into action? Because I know through different international agreements, they come in and set up regulatory systems at the county, city, state level. They fly our city managers, county commissioners, the National Association of Counties, governors, the bonding houses, literally give them higher ratings if they'll sign on to this. I mean, this is all a mass fraud. As Pat Buchanan said last hour, with now almost half of the top 100 economies being corporations, they're just looting us old-fashioned style, like the British East India Company. How do we counter this?
I think, Alex, it's starting at a grassroots level. We've got some 14 states that have passed resolutions saying no North American unions, no NAFTA superhighways. We've got legislators like Randy Brogdon in Oklahoma and groups like Oklahoma Safe, which is organizing to block the NAFTA superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor, from coming into Oklahoma. The grassroots are I think, where the difference is going to be made. And as people, as we go into what I'm strongly suspect is going to be a very serious economic downturn, a major recession that we're headed into. As millions of people lose their homes, as what Alan Blinder, this economist at Princeton who advised Bill Clinton to get NAFTA passed, he said we're going to lose 40 million jobs in the next two decades, largely to China and to India, and this outsourcing to slaves. I think as people lose their jobs, as states like Ohio and Michigan, become echoes of their former selves, look like Appalachia, as Chrysler goes over and works with Chery, this Chinese company to manufacture cars and shuts down car manufacturing in Detroit. These are going to impact people's lives, and these suffering, these economic hardships, as the middle class gets disassembled in the United States, people are going to wake up and say there's got to be a reason for this. There's 10% of Mexico's population living in the United States. We've got 47 Mexican.
By the way, that's off the Fed's own numbers, which are probably twice that.
Even the Fed's numbers say it's going to be 20% in 2010. I didn't vote for 10% of Mexico's population to live here. Nobody did. It's a fait accompli created in the incremental method. And as people see this and say, why are we 6 years into a war on terror and our borders aren't yet secured? Why are we letting Mexican trucks come across the border when President Bush wants to give $1.4 billion to Mexico.
And Dr. Corsi, isn't that
the drug war?
Exactly. Isn't that why they're rushing right now to try to get the amnesty, to try to get the Napa Superhighway in? Because they know that their window of opportunity is closing, because as their globalist policies hurt the people, that's going to form more resistance.
And I think, yes, it is. And I think, Alex, the reason we're getting this blowback about conspiracy theory is that there's two things. One, you know, the globalists pushing this agenda are being hurt by the exposure. Exposure, I think both now President Bush and Stephen Harper are afraid to come out and openly support SPP, and I challenge them to do that or close it down. They won't do it because they know they'll lose political capital just mentioning SPP. George Bush does not stop talking about Mexico. You know, if we go into the elections in 2008, and Ramos and Campi and the Border Patrol agents are still in prison, the Republican Party is going to lose the White House and two-thirds of the House and Senate. And it isn't going to be because people like Democrats. You know, if Hillary Clinton gets elected, I'm saying she'll be another globalist, Bush-Clinton dynasty. So let her get, you know, inaugurated on January 20th. Let's start the impeachment proceedings on January 21st.
All right, let's shift gears in the economy, because I know, real fast, give folks your credentials on what's happening with the markets.
Well, I've had a Harvard PhD in political science. I've studied economics, including at Harvard. I have all the NASDs, National Security Association licenses. I've created two broker-dealers. I worked 25 years in financial services with banks around the world.
Well, I know your info's spot on. I just wanted to put that back out, because you're saying the same thing Ron Paul, same thing Dr. Paul, Greg Roberts is saying. And if we've got derivatives, by the way, at over 1,000 trillion, I mean, the banks...
Hard, the derivatives, it's hard to know how massive the derivatives are. But even with the subprime collateralized loan obligations from the housing industry, and the collateralized loan obligations from commercial paper, Alex, I think that half of the banks in the United States, including some of the largest ones, like Citibank, if they had to mark these collateralized mortgage obligations as debt obligations, the securities they're holding in their asset portfolio, they wouldn't have the reserves that they need to continue operating. Half the banks in the United States today, if they had to honestly mark their assets to market, with all this junk securities on debt obligations that they're holding, half the banks would have to admit we don't have the capital.
But subprime is just the beginning. Now states are demanding tens of billions back because they're finding out that the big brokerage houses and others have sold them supposed AAA corporate paper that's actual trash.
Correct. And it's not just the mortgages. They did this in the commercial paper market, where the corporations were going to buy and leverage buyouts or leverage purchases of other companies or finances. They gave AAA paper ratings to junk bonds and corporate bonds that should have been rated junk, because they packaged them together in these securities.
Well,
Wall Street sold them.
Well, you talk about a bad recession. This could gyrate into fiscal Armageddon.
This could be worse than the Depression. You've got probably $3 to $6 trillion. A bad collateralized securities that are held today by banks, pension funds, states, and other institutional investors that are worthless.
And this scrofulous pustule, that's the only way it can be described, is now risen to quite a height. When do you see it finally popping?
Well, it's happening right now. I mean, when Citibank has to go to Abu Dhabi and get, you know, $7.5 billion to keep in business, to promise them an 11% return on that investment and give them a percentage of Citibank in the process. I mean, this is, I think what they got, 7.5% of Citibank, and Abu Dhabi gave them $20 billion with some transaction of that nature. That's a desperation transaction. That's a we can't continue in business unless we bring in the petrodollars. It's selling out the United States to foreign interests because Citibank is broke.
And as you know, big investment firms are coming in and buying that AAA paper now at the top at 26 cents on the dollar.
And, you know, you've got funds out there. We've got even China with, you know, with our massive trade deficits and all our companies going madly to buy, you know, get Chinese slaves to produce the goods. It's immoral and bad business. China's now got $1.4 trillion in foreign exchange reserves. 80% of it's in dollars. They've announced they don't want to hold so many dollars.
And it's clearly accelerating in the worsening climate. When do you see it hitting a point where it really descends quickly? Early next year, middle of next year?
I think it's happening right now. The stock market has already twice gone over 14,000 and then started trading down to where it's been under 13,000. Right now today, they're trying to buoy up the stock market again. They're trying to get it to 13,005.
When will confidence be lost and we see a real plunge?
I'd say by the end of this year, 2 months from now, when increasingly they have to write their financial reports at the end of the year, when the CEOs have to, under Oxley-Sarbanes, fess up to some reality, I expect that the first quarter next year is going to be a very down quarter, and that it'll be openly admitted that we're in a recession.
What happens when the credit card debt average of $25,000 per person comes in? What happens when all these other leveraged negative securities, you know, where they're loaning out 10 times the money off of debts? I mean, what happens
when
that?
It's a house of cards. It's going to collapse, and we're in a dilemma. Right now, Wall Street, turn on CNBC. They're begging Wall Street. You know, Wall Street's begging the Fed to lower the Fed funds rate again. They've done it twice now.
And now they're putting out, now they're saying,
if they do it again, the dollar will further collapse.
And now they're saying, I'm sure you saw the articles this week, now they're claiming cutting interest rates is good for the dollar. Have you seen that news?
Well, that's just nonsense, because the dollar is at the lowest point it's ever been against the euro. The dollar is close to in full collapse.
But that's what I mean. Why are they now saying things that even laymen know, that cutting interest rates will drive the dollar down, and then they go, oh, no, it's good?
Well, they've come, you know, the government has taken lying as a public policy. It's like when they report inflation, the consumer price index. They've taken out energy and food when they report core inflation. If they were reporting today, this consumer price index, if the government reported it the way they did in the 1980s, the same formulas, they'd have to be telling people we have 12 to 14% inflation right now.
That's conservative.
That's conservative. I mean, go fill your gas tank. You know, if it doesn't cost $65 or $75 to get a tank of gas, you know, that's shocking, and that's where we're at, and they're saying we're at zero inflation or 2% is a lie.
Let's take some calls. Leo and Mash, but quickly, you're on the air with Dr. Corsi.
Mr. Corsi?
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with the background people who run WorldNet Daily?
What do you want to say? I don't.
I noticed that they publicized a a sort of Zionist type missive, and then I called them on it, and I got no response. And then I noticed that they have an Israel oil banner on their site.
Well, sir.
I don't know where you're going with this. It sounds like you're anti-Israel.
No, I think they're Zionists, and
okay,
you don't realize.
I heard you. Thank you very much. Appreciate your comment.
Yeah, Leo, listen, I asked politely at the start of the interview, not because I thought somebody like you would call in, that I want to talk about the North American Union, the economy, the state of the country. Okay? You know, Dr. Corsi writes for Human Events, WorldNet Daily, a bunch of other stuff. He's writing about this. We've got him on about that. You can get 20 different flavors on WorldNet Daily, and it just does nothing to sit here and do that, okay? Joe in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I was going to say, Dr. Corsi already brought him up. It was the disc jockey, Michael Medved. I've listened to his show a few times to get the other side of what their propaganda is being spread. He mentioned if he would give up his show for a day if someone could come on and prove there was effort to form a North American Union.
But see, that's a huckster scam. You know, money back guarantee, whatever. That's a scam where he just acts like no one can disprove it, and then he'll just say they haven't proven it satisfactorily to him. Dr. Corsi?
He won't schedule me as a guest on that show. He says if I want to call in, I can call in like anybody else. Well, I'm not going to call in when he can unplug it. If he wants to schedule me as a guest, I'm scheduled on hundreds of radio shows. He won't directly argue the issues. He wants to name call and go into rants and raves. And my answer to that is, you know, there's doctors who can handle that problem if he's got, you know, anger
control. Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. That twit Medved is a hack for the White House and the neocons, and he can just continue to say it doesn't exist when the base of his audience knows it does. I mean, he's only hurting himself, Doctor.
Well, it's pathetic. to have to engage in such name-calling in order to advance an argument. I'm saying there are issues here, there's facts, there's evidence, and I'm happy to discuss the evidence on an honest basis. That's what Michael Medved will not do any more than George Bush will do. And the American people are looking at the footnotes, you know, in Late Great USA. They're going to the government websites, and they're believing their own lying eyes.
Sure. Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, well, yeah, I just would agree with the doctor. What he just said, Michael does go into rants. He does go into name-calling. He actually now has gotten down to where he's mentioned you, Alex, and he's played the trailer to Endgame for you. So we are getting your name through him out there. So I think we'll just keep, as a listener, keep prodding and poking him with our forces on our end and leave the doctor his time.
What did he say about Endgame?
Well, he used that as a... what a kook you are, I guess, and that, you know, how the, you know, you're predicting the end of the time, so to speak.
No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm saying the people running the UN and running these globalist organizations openly in all their documents said they want to forcibly reduce world population by 80%.
Well, he said, why not 90 or some BS, but...
But see, everybody knows about Dr. Pianca and Peter Singer and all these people.
Well, as you say, he don't want to face the truth. And also, real quick, I think people should check out the website of Stop the North American Union if they get a chance.
Sure. Sure. We'll be right back with more calls, Dr. Corsi.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
A listener mailed in Bloomberg Markets. This just came in the mail, and it says the rise of carbon capitalism. It's not capitalism. Inside the new economy of global warming and how much money you can make off all the new taxes in the U.S. But there's no plan for any carbon taxes. There's no such thing. It's just all over the news. These people, hey, it's coming to an end. People know who you are now, you scumbag Schwarzenegger, scumbag Bloomberg, Hillary, Bush, all of them. Your New World Order trash. Jared in Wisconsin, you're on the air with the author of The Late Great USA, available at InfoWars.com, discounted right now. And I hope you will get it, because I want to win this war. And it's, that book is pure documentation. Jared, you're on the air with Dr. Corsi. Go ahead, quickly, please.
Well, I just want to mention about their, there was a presidential debate back in September. It didn't get a lot of media coverage. It's a values voter debate where none of the front runners were there. All the second-tier people were there, Huckabee and them.
Yes.
And they asked a question about the North American Union there, and they all answered it, and all of them were aware of it and said they opposed it. Yet in that mainstream CNN debate, they tried to make Ron Paul look like a lone nut, like the only one who would even think something that crazy.
It just shows how bankrupt they are. Thanks for the call, Dr. Corsi.
And that question was asked by Phyllis Schlafly, who is an extremely prominent, well-respected conservative who for decades has led conservative causes. And Phyllis Schlafly asked the question at the value debate about the North American Union. And Ron Paul, by the way, was there, as in the CNN debate, equally strong. I think the attempt to ridicule just shows that the damage is being done and the word is getting out. And now what the White House wants to do is kind of put the lid on this by ridiculing it, but it doesn't answer the questions. It doesn't refute the government websites, and it doesn't stop the North American integration that's going on. I mean, we've twice now blocked the Shamnesty bill from going through the Senate, but yet the border is still wide open. No fences.
Exactly. But they tell you it isn't. Everything they tell us everything's
right.
Better, but the Fed's own census say it's accelerating. Tom in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Tom, go ahead.
What I don't understand is, it's crazy. So, what can we do on the grassroots level?
Run for county commissioner. Run for city council. Give them Dr. Corsi's Late Great USA. Educate movers and shakers in your area. That's better than educating 1,000 other folks. Do you agree, Corsi?
Yeah, I agree. I think you've got to work at the grass levels. Go to your city councils. Talk to your state legislators. Help them get a resolution in the state to block the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighways.
I'm going to jam one more in. Fred in Philly, last caller. Go ahead.
Dr. Corsi, did you say that you were able to get the organizational chart, or you're going to get it?
No, we have the organizational chart. It's in Endgame. It's in Late Great USA.
Well, I think another thing you can do, and I've been doing it, is I've been confronting Department of Commerce executives. Have you heard of Jerry C. Ward?
Yes, she is the Department of Commerce administrator who's in charge of the SPP working groups.
And
he's the chief one coordinating the information.
I asked someone at the Department of Commerce, he's got a Korean name, I don't have it in front of me, what is the legal authority for SPP? And she basically spent 10 minutes evading that answer.
Good. Pepper them with those and don't take their nonsense for answers. Make them answer the question you ask with evidence.
Yeah, call them, email them, call them when they're on talk shows, call into other talk shows, make a lot of noise and never stop. We don't have any chance if you don't, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got the initiative. Dr. Corsi, I want to thank you for coming on with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex, anytime.
Late Great USA, ladies and gentlemen, available right now at InfoWars.com, discounted. Some people are selling it for $28. We're selling it for $19.95. And you get it with Endgame, you can get it for $14.95, with Endgame for $14.95. Get it? Get it out to people. That's the goal here. You can make all the copies of Endgame you want. If you missed the first hour, go to InfoWars.com. You can listen to the streams right now. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.